This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, working for the hereafter, the Akhirah, a door towards the secrets of Ubudiyyah, the secrets of the servitude of Allah, in the words of Allah. Now, dear listeners, when we're talking about working for the hereafter, we talk about working for the hereafter, which is known as the Akhirah in Arabic. Akhirah meaning the end, which, of course, this is not the end literally, but it is the end of this materialistic worldly life. The hereafter, the Akhirah, and working towards it is a door towards the secrets of Ubudiyyah, the secrets of the servitude of Allah. Now, of course, one of the reasons why we perform the servitude of Allah or the Ubudiyyah of Allah, again, I emphasize one of the reasons, is because eventually we'll be taken to the hereafter, and in the hereafter, we will be taken account of. And so whether our scales reflect our good deeds or our scales reflect our bad deeds, and whichever one of these scales is heavier, decide where it is that we will end up. Now, may Allah forgive us all of our sins and look past our errors and our mistakes. But if we don't work for the hereafter, if we don't keep the hereafter in our mind, if we don't make the hereafter our goal, then of course we're going to slip, and if we slip, we might end up falling. Now, I had said that this working towards the hereafter, because it is in the hereafter that we will be taken account of and the final judgment will be laid down, is one of the reasons of the servitude of Allah. But if you look at the spiritual masters and if you look at the true teachings, the pure teachings of Islam, you will find that the true reason for the servitude of Allah is plainly for the servitude of Allah. As the Ahlul Bayt, the infallible Imams, teach us, Allah is deserving of worship, and if there was no heaven, and there was no hell, and there was no judgment day, and there was no taking of account of all of our deeds, still Allah, because Allah is Allah, He deserves to be worshipped. Allahu Akbar, how truly very beautiful. But still, for many of us, including myself, working for the hereafter is a level which is a little bit easier to understand, and it is practically implementable. But still, remember, dear friends, that doesn't stop you from going to the higher levels of knowledge and wisdom to try to reach that stage where your worship and your ubudiyya and your servitude of Allah is simply because Allah deserves to be worshipped, and Allah deserves to be for us to be in His servitude, for us to be in His ubudiyya. Now, when it comes to the words of Allah, I think I don't have enough time in this segment, but inshallah, by the will of Allah, I will in the next segment talk about the words of Allah when it talks about the hereafter.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فأعرض عن من تولى عن ذكرنا ولم يرد إلا الحياة الدنيا.
This ayat of Quran draws for us a contrast between those who constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who seek the world, and that these two cannot both be had at the same time. And the idea here is that if we have all the faith, and we have Quran, and we have Ahlul Bayt, and we have all the practices of Islam, the one thing that remains a danger for us is this hubbud dunya, which can ruin us at the last moment. The Quran gives us an example of a man at the time of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. His name was Bal'am bin Ba'ura.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا.
Tell them the story of that person whom we gave our signs. Some say his knowledge reached to such high levels that when he looked at the heavens, he could see the angels.
فَانْصَلَخَ مِنْهَا.
But gradually, all that wisdom and knowledge he loved, he started taking it for granted. It no longer meant anything to him. It no longer had importance. So the more we gain in knowledge, if we don't practice it, it makes the heart harder. And this is what happened with Bal'am. He began taking his knowledge for granted. It no longer had that appeal to him. And in its place, he began loving dunya.
فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْقَاوِينَ.
The moment Shaitan saw that now he is impressed by his knowledge and he wants the prestige and the honor and the name and the fame and the rank, he has hubbud dunya, he started pursuing him.
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا.
And had we wished, we could have elevated him even higher.
وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ.
The problem was he kept clinging to the world. He just would not let go of his love for the world.
وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ.
And he began following his base desires, his hawa.
فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ.
So his example is the example of a dog. Why a dog? Because Allah says a dog is always got his tongue out, panting. That is the kind of man he became in his love for the world.
إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ.
If you chase the dog and engage him, his tongue is always hanging out, panting. And if you leave him alone, he's also just sitting there, his tongue is panting. Meaning, when you show him dunya, he runs after it. When he can't get dunya, his occupation day and night is just how to get more dunya, how to get more pleasure, how to get more of material and physical. And not the hereafter.
ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا.
This is the example of those who deny our signs, whom we show our signs, they believe in it, and then they deny it.
فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
So tell them this qasas, O Prophet. Tell them this story so that they can reflect on it and say, there were those before me who had higher spiritual states, but they fell because of this hubbud dunya.
Allah is the unique Arabic name for the one true God. He is the only one worthy of worship, with no rivals, equals, or partners. Allah is not like His creation, as nothing shares His divine essence and attributes, such as being the Creator, the Provider, the Most Merciful, the All-Powerful, the Most Just, the All-Wise, and the All-Knowing. Allah is without partner or equal in His authority and actions. The world was created by Allah's command alone. He runs the world and controls it all alone. Muslims believe that Allah is one, indivisible, and unequal in his divinity and knowledge. He does not have any ancestors, nor does he have descendants, and he is without wife, partner, or offspring. None came before him, and he is in no need of any angel, prophet, or saint. Of all the sins committed by his creation, none is greater than the act of shirk, which is the Arabic word for associating partners with Allah. In the Islamic tradition, Allah has 99 names, which include the most loving, the friend, the most kind, and the most powerful. Allah can be translated in English language as the one and only God.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about working towards the hereafter, which is a door towards the secrets of the servitude of Allah. Now, we talked about how the ultimate goal in the servitude of Allah, of course, is because Allah deserves to be worshipped, but a lower level of reason to be in the ubudiyya of Allah, to be in the servitude of Allah, of course, is to work towards the hereafter, which is our true home. It is our eternal home. And of course, why would you not work for the hereafter, especially when we know that it is the hereafter where we will be eternally therefore, right? So we find in the words of Allah in the Holy Quran in Suratul Ankabut, the chapter named The Spider, which is chapter number 29, verse number 64. Again, chapter number 29, verse number 64, where Allah the Mighty, the Exalted says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and the next abode, the Akhirah, most surely is the life. It is the real life. Here, dear friends, we are being reminded quite clearly and humbly and seriously that we need to keep in mind always and forever that it is the Akhirah, the hereafter, which is the real home, the permanent home, the eternal home, and that is the real life. This life is just plainly a temporary test. It is this life here in this world, in this realm of materialism and confinement and limitation. It is in this realm we will only spend a few short years in this realm, in this material world. As the prophets of Allah has said when they were asked, how long did you live? I believe it was Prophet Nuh who is asked this question. Or perhaps it's Prophet Ibrahim. But anyways, it is one of these prophets of Allah, and they lived hundreds of years. And when they are asked, how long did you live? They say, a day or half a day is how long I lived. After living hundreds of years, they reply that this life on earth was perhaps a day or half a day. In some places it says that they say the blink of an eye. That's how long this life is, even if it were hundreds of years. But the real life, dear friends, Allah tells us, is the hereafter. So it is for the hereafter that we must work towards. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.